It's 8:55, 69 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Wednesday morning, and we bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like trade's catching a little bit of a bid in the wake of the early week sell-off. Dollar steady to a touch higher this morning. Open interest numbers from yesterday's trade showed an increase of about 12,549 contracts in corn, leading us to believe that funds are adding to their already sizable short position. This is a bit challenging as many producers are still holding on to old crop stocks and as looking for the market to incentivize sales. 2,205 decrease in soybeans, possibly a little bit of short covering in the wake of this price break. So we're cautiously optimistic that that will continue. Wheat open interest dropped marginally, but price action is inconclusive. USDA did not announce any sales on the overnight reporting system this morning. Looking at current price action, May corn currently up 2.75. July corn at 370.75, up 2.5, and new crop December up 2.75 at 389. Soybeans 952.5, up 6.5 basis to May. July up 6.5 at 962.75. New crop November 961.25, up 4.5. Meal market is up about 80 cents a ton at 317.50 basis to July, and July oil 31.67, up 29. Looking at the wheat market. May wheat 424.75, up 2.25 basis the Chicago wheat. July 395.75, up 2.75. Kansas City wheat up 3.5 at 422.5, and Minneapolis wheat is up 5.25 at 525.5 basis the July. Looking at the crude market, currently up about 10 cents at 52.51 a barrel basis of May. Malaysian palm oil slipped to its lowest level in over 8 months, but the influence on the bean oil looks to be somewhat limited. EIA numbers will be published a little bit later on this morning, and which may give the trade a little bit of a bias. Charts have turned slightly negative short-term, but markets have been reluctant to take out last week's lows, so there's a sense of cautious optimism that prices may recover to finish the week on the plus side. If they do, expect basis levels to tell the tale of fundamental demand needs. Farmer selling is probably still off in left field, so I don't expect any major movement to go forward from now. Last but not least, May options expire on Friday. In corn, 370 calls and 350 puts have significant open interest numbers. These can generate some little bit of a gravitational pull. In soybeans, it appears a less defined, but 970 calls and 940 puts seem to be the point. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, you do the same. That's Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana on this Wednesday. Checking current conditions quickly here in the WIOL listening area. We've got sunshine at 69 degrees right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana, and temperatures ranging through the 60s so far this morning. Bloomington's the cool spot at 64 degrees and cloudy skies, 65 with fair skies right now in Decatur, partly cloudy 67 in Pontiac, 67 degrees with fair skies in Danville, 66 in Charleston and Mattoon, and some clouds and 69 degrees right now in Rantoul. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, today partly cloudy and warm with a high of 82 degrees, a south-southwest wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight down to a low of 64. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow. A chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 73 degrees, breezy with a wind out of the south-southwest at gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Will cool off for the day on Friday with partly cloudy skies and a high of 62. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.